Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Your First 100K. Okay, Your First 100K. This episode is inspired by one of my mentors, one of my heroes, Charles T. Munger, who is Warren Buffett's right-hand man. Okay, he's vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, one of the largest companies in the world, and arguably one of the greatest investors in the world, right? And they say one of the most widely wise people on the planet. Okay, just the way he thinks. So Charlie Munger talks about, he says, he has this quote, and it basically says, you got to get to 100 grand. Your first 100 grand is a bitch. That's what he actually says, right? I don't swear on this podcast, but that's a bit. So that's what he actually says. So that's the exact quote, right? The first 100 grand is a pain in the ass, basically, is what he's saying, okay? And there's a few reasons for that, and I want to talk to you about it on this episode, okay? Now, if you don't have a goal with your investing, it ought to be 100,000. It's so important that it's 100,000. Now, how do you get there? Well, you start out with a single step to get to 1,000, and you can use micro-investing apps to get to your first 1,000. It's pretty well possible for anyone to do, okay? And then you have a goal for your next goal, which is 10,000. Okay, now once you get to 10,000, that's ticked off, and then you've got to stretch your legs and go to 100,000, okay? So I was talking to my sister the other day. She's fast approaching her first 100K, which is epic. It's so good. And I've got a lot of friends who have hit that 100K mark, and they're really excited. They've gone 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, okay? Now, why is it hard? And two, why is it really important that you have it in terms of your wealth? Well, here's the first answer to that first question. Why it's hard is because of this. You have no help. You have no help. So you don't have any help from compound interest. And compound interest, remember, is when you've invested, you get gains, and then the following year you get gains on the gains. So you get gains on gains on gains on gains. So it starts to like exponentially grow. So you get help. It's easier to grow money when the money's bigger, basically. Same as a snowball, right? The bigger the snowball, the more snow that it accumulates when it rolls one, you know, down the hill, okay, than a smaller one. So the more money you have, the more money it is to actually make from investing, that is. But when you're starting out, you have no compound effect helping you because it's such a small amount of money. It's still working, but it just doesn't have the same power in the beginning. That's why it's hard. So it's literally the first 100K is almost always purely all savings. Like you get some help from your asset growth. Okay, you do get some help. Either if it's in a savings account, you get some help from interest. If it's in an investment, like an index fund, you get some help from the growth in the stocks. Right, you do get some, but it's not a great deal. So it's basically all you, just like brutally saving, like, you know, carving off 10% of what you earn or 20%, putting it away. It's like, oh, it's brutal because you don't get any help, okay? That's the first reason it's hard. The second reason it's hard is because typically if you don't have high income, you don't have high income skills, so it's like you've got to work quite hard to get those savings going, okay? Literally hard, because you don't have any leverage, okay? That's why it's difficult. There's no leverage. This is you trading your time for money and you putting aside some of that money. There's no leverage. But if you were to say let's say you started in network marketing and it was you doing some work plus other people doing, some of your customers doing the work for you too, right? With their referrals. You have some people leverage then. Or let's say you're married and you've got a spouse who works. There's two of you working. So it's easy to get to 100K because there's two people. So you have some people leverage there. Does that make sense? The second type of leverage you might want to create to get to 100 grand faster is systems leverage. So like you may have, you know, I don't know, the ability to do extra work from Zoom at nighttime or whatever. The systems available to you from technology or whatever else, they will be able to help you earn income, or they can automate some of your tasking to develop more income, okay? So you don't have any leverage in the beginning, so that's why it's harder to get to your first 100K. There's no leverage. Just you just trading your time for money, okay? But when that's why it's difficult. It's like watching paint dry, right? But it's so important to do. Here's why. Okay, once you get to 100,000, once you get there, you then get help from the eighth wonder of the world, compound interest. Now, let me explain that. So let's say you've invested in an index fund, it's 100K. The following year, if the stock market grows by 10%, your 100,000 grows to 110,000 without you doing anything. Like, you literally did nothing for that year, but sit on your butt and you made 10 grand. So all of a sudden, the following year, you got 110,000, right? And then the following year on that, if it grows by 10% again, it's 10% of 110. So instead of you making 10,000, you make 11. And it starts to gain speed over time. But the first 100K is important because that's when the compound effect actually starts to make a material difference. And so you're getting help from the growth in the asset. Okay, that's why. And so yes, of course it's going to be hard to get to your first 100K. If it feels hard, it's supposed to be hard. That's why very few people do it, all right? But fun fact, just last week in the Financial Review, I read that Australia is now the wealthiest country in the world on a median net worth amount. So the median, the middle point net worth of Australia is now 550,000 as per the AFR data, which means there's a lot of people who do well in Australia. Like, we're the richest in the world. Okay, the mean net worth is number 4 in the world. So the mean net worth of most people, the average, mean is another word for average. The average net worth in Australia is about $278,000. Okay, so that we're number 4 in the world. But from a median standpoint, the middle standpoint, we're the wealthiest people in the world. Why is that? It's because we have a small population, very high resources, and a stable political environment here. Okay, so but it's from our rich resources and small population effectively. Okay, and probably a very productive workforce compared to a lot of others. So why am I telling you this? Because 10% of Australians are millionaires. 10%. So it's not like a really, it's definitely a way above average. Okay, you've got to be in the top 10% of wealthy people to be a millionaire. But you can do it. Because once you get to 100,000, you have some help from compound interest. You keep adding to that asset portfolio. Over time, it scales with compound interest to $1 million. And your money will do like at least half of the work for you. All right? So that's why it's important to get there. Because if you want to be in the top 10%, you got to do what the top 10... You got to do what 90% of people aren't willing to do. And that is they're not willing to put one step in front of the other to hit their first 1,000, first 10,000, first 100,000. Okay? They're not willing. And that's why they're not millionaires. But you can do that because you listen to this podcast and you know, maybe you've bought my book on, or maybe you've even had some mentorship from me, right? Whatever it is. But you're on the path now. So the most important thing is to know that the compound effect will help you later, but the hard work must be done first, and then it's a little bit more downhill. You can ease off. You can ease your foot off a little bit, okay? And that's really what Charlie Munger talks about when he says your first 100,000 is a real pain in the ass, because it is, and it's supposed to be. So if you're on that journey, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, because once you get there, it makes a huge difference. Now, when you get to 7 figures in the stock market or your portfolio or your asset, whatever, property, doesn't matter what asset class it is, as long as it's, you know, a sensible one, right? That if it's $1 million in this and it grows by 10% in a year, you make $100,000 doing nothing. 100 grand, right? See the power of the compound effect once it's in play? So that's why it's important to get your first 100K, all right? So yes, it's difficult. You can do it. Go for it. And I just want to say thanks again for listening to the podcast. Share this episode if you're getting value from it. Give me a shout on Instagram. Tag me in it. I'll reshare it to my stories. And hey, if you can, pop us a 5-star review on Spotify. You just got to click the button, 5 stars, bang. I don't think there's any place to put a review there. Because we want to grow this podcast. So share this with a friend. Click the share button. Share this link with someone who wants to be inspired to build their first 100K. And hopefully we can grow and help people learn all the things about money they wish they'd learned in school. All right, so that's me. I'll talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.